look like tomorrow. Yes, it's gonna be same old way.
Treat me, darling. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. Pay before we start. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. I'll tear your soul apart. Give us a room and close the door. Leave us for a while. Your boy won't be a boy no more. Your makes his fingers clutch. Watch his body ride. I'm the gypsy acid queen. Hey, before we start, I'm the gypsy. I'm guaranteed to break your little
Oh, Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me? Can I help to cheer you? Tommy, 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 can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me? Can I help to cheer you?
WRCT Pittsburgh, when it doesn't make any sense.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. Hey, before we start, I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. I'll tear your soul apart. Give us a room and close the door. Leave us for a while. Your boy won't be a boy no more. Young but not a
Just a parade. disciples leading him, and he just does the rest. He's got crazy flipper fingers, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
WRCT Pittsburgh, when it doesn't make any sense.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. Hey, before we start, I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. I'll tell give us a room and close the door. Leave us for a while. Your boy won't be a boy no more. Young but not.
it shakes, his fingers clutch. Watch his body writhe. I'm the gypsy acid queen. Hey, before we start, I'm the gypsy. I'm guaranteed to break your little
Move his inhibition. often wonder what he is feeling. Has he ever heard a word I've said? Look at him now in the mirror dreaming. What is happening in his head?
Listening to you, I get the music. Gazing at you, I get the heat. Following you, I climb.
WRCT Pittsburgh, when it doesn't make any sense.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen.
Plays by sense of smell, always gets the replay. sick little fingers never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
WRCT Pittsburgh, when it doesn't make any sense.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, which includes me. Seriously, I'm your good friend, am I not? Hopefully. I'm the Mockster, and guess what? Guess what? It's midnight. It is midnight. It's time for a midnight mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are very quickly approaching a full-scale European war between Russia and Ukraine. In just a period of a few hours, things went from U.S. intelligence believes a large invasion is coming within the next 48 hours, and then just a few hours later, bombings starting all over Ukraine by Russia, further Russian troops entering Ukraine, and we are now in the middle of a full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russian President Vladimir Putin. There were still people, even up until minutes before, saying this is not likely to happen. It's not likely. It just doesn't seem like it's what Putin wants to do. And yet it is what's happening, and we are doing the best we can to keep up with all of the news, which is changing very quickly. Let's just start somewhere with the headline. Russia invades Ukraine in Europe's darkest hours since World War II, reported by Reuters. Russian forces invaded Ukraine Thursday, and understand that it was Wednesday night in the U.S., being 7 hours later in Ukraine. It was early Thursday morning. In a massed assault by land, sea, and air, the biggest attack by one state against another in Europe since World War II. Missiles rained down. Ukraine reported columns of troops pouring across its borders from Russia and Belarus and landing on the coast from the Black and Azov Seas. Ukrainian troops fought Russian forces along practically the entire border. Explosions were heard before dawn and throughout the morning in the capital, Kyiv. 3 million people in the city. Gunfire rattled, sirens blared, and the highway out of the city choked with traffic as residents fled. Russia attacks Ukraine. Peace in Europe shattered, as reported by the Associated Press. Russia launched a wide-ranging attack on Ukraine Thursday, hitting cities and bases with airstrikes or shelling. Civilians piled into trains and cars to flee. Ukraine's government said Russian tanks and troops rolled across the border in a full-scale war. Could rewrite the geopolitical order and whose fallout already reverberated around the world. In unleashing Moscow's most aggressive action since the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in 1979, that's 43 years ago, Putin deflected global condemnation and cascading new sanctions. This is now starting to pull in other European countries in the sense of triggering NATO Article 4. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and other allies are holding consultations under NATO's Article 4 after Russia has attacked Ukraine. Under Article 4 of the NATO agreement, the allies can hold consultations whenever they feel the territorial integrity, political independence, or security of an ally is threatened. This is the next signal of what could be next, and what could be next would be, man, I mean, it would be something approximating the scope of a world war. And I don't want to be hyperbolic, but when we are talking about a full scale invasion by Russia of Ukraine, by Russia of Ukraine, and then we are talking about the surrounding allies, including Estonia and Lithuania, et cetera, getting involved. How can I not say we're talking about something approximating a world war? I was going to report to you today, U.S. warns full-scale invasion of Ukraine could be imminent. This was, again, in the afternoon yesterday, the story was, we believe the intelligence points in this direction. It could be coming. It could be 48 hours. And then within hours, it happened. Within hours, it happened. Biden warns Russia of further consequences after Putin's declaration. It's going to get very ugly, politically and economically. Biden issued a statement Wednesday night condemning Russia's President Vladimir Putin's announcement of a, quote, special military operation in Ukraine moments before Ukrainian cities were bombarded by Russian missile strikes. Consider that there were people up. And I mean, some this morning are still saying it, but there were people up until last night saying everything Putin is doing is justified because by not ruling out that Ukraine will ever join.